We're learning over Masech the Mikvayis, Parakei Mishnah Gimel, learning over the Holy Rebbe. Rabbeinu Kagoin Rebbe, Don Yitzchok, Doctor, Colonel, President, Ariel, affectionately known as Holy Ariel. My Yonshu Mashuch Nadol. A mind that is Moshuch and like a centipede. Kamo, the Ra, Virgin Raf, Kamoha, Kamosha, Ravius, this was a Nadal. Should jump down for a second. Shemaim of Zochalim, but Mukhammad Sare, Kasheritz Zeh, like Shemar Beraglaim, Rikorinlo in the arcade games, Bilas, centipede. Kamosha, Onum Mitzachakim Hayelodim. Beha video games, Shanikra, Vishem, Centipede. Als is in the title. Als. Nine Shemoshal Kanala, Shemoshal Kanala, which means that it's giving off water in many different locations. It's very generous, like the United States of America. They give away all the money to anyone who wants it. Come have it. Come have all the money.
So it has many,
so
it's like the spokes of a wheel?
Right in the
picture. Or, you just mean that it's as long as a centipede, meaning that the path is as long as a centipede.
It has a lot of avenues, a lot of channels. There are a lot of different channels that are going forth from it. Listen. Shemosh kamadal kariba v'himshichai harehu kimo shahaya. If you marbe, and your mamshich, it's kamo shahaya. What that means, I don't know. Let's tell you, I'm a v'riba v'imshichai. But it was omid v'riba v'imshichai. Then the law is shaveh l'mikveh l'tar b'yash b'yren u'l'mayon l'hat l'boy b'chol shu. All right. Let's see over here the pictures. Picture number 88. Picture number 80 over here, it says, mayon shu mashu k'nagel v'rabba l'av v'imshichai v'rabba l'av v'imshichai v'rabba l'av. Aleph, oh here, also yes, the Aleph base. Aleph is mine there, good. Base, Rebal may mayon, Roy may mayim shuvim. You Reba al may ha mayon, Roy mayim shuvim. Oh, it's not showing you how the mayim shuvim got there. Okay, it's not showing you over here how Reba al may ha mayon, Roy mayim, it doesn't show you where the water came from. Gimel, Mithilo zarmu ha mayon be apik ze. Originally, what's the word apik? What does that word mean? Apik. It's a non-Hebrew word.
I don't know.
But apik. Let's see what state in the Google. In the Google state, the word apik is be. What's it over here? Be, gumo be. Apik. 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 Translate from Hebrew. It means canal. Canal. Okay. It means in canal. It means a canal. English, Yiddish to English, it means a channel. Okay. Gimel Dalad. Dalad. Alizei Ribi Amayim. Partsu La Atzmam Hamayim Mamokim Noisif Shibocha Yazor Doichlim Ad Shenesu Uchla Ashbarin. Okay, because there was so much water flowing, it burst forth. Yafutsu Mainoischa Hachutsa. Lakai Machnema. Yafutsu Mainoischa Hachutsa, it burst forth and it overflowed, and it made a new channel for itself. Hey, but Malkum Shabo Zarmu Hamayan Betrila, Da Din Hamayan Kamo Shahaya Betrila. Vare Elut Matadim Bezaichalim, Matadim Cholshu, Vav, Bemokum Shaylov Partsu, Hamayan Ainut Matadim Bezaichalim, Ella Biash Bayren, Umetahadim Bekolshu. So you need, so Malkum Shapartsu, Mela, which is Elov Partsu. Hamayim ain't a metadim bezoichalim ella biashbar, and there the yidid and umetadim, but yet he says becholshu. Now, a lot of halachas, okay, let's see.
It seems like he's mixing and matching.
Oh, so let's see exactly. Let's see on the bottom what he says over here. Shnei dinim yemru b'mayin she'enam noyhagim b'mikva shlom egzram. That's a unique halachas by Hamayim, we know this already. Aleph is mayin metadim bezoichalim. Okay, it's metadim bezoichalim when it's flowing. Vilu amikva metar rak biashbarin. Okay, that we know. Kachnikovu hamayim luakamecha beis, mei mayon metarim bekol shuhu. The mayon is metaher bekol shuhu. The meha mine is metadim mekol shahu. Vila mikva metarak kashish 40 sa. Kishnas and roiv mayim shuvim al gabi hamayin, nischarbu hamayim hashuvim, lemeha mayin. Vigam heim metadim. If you eat a lot of mayim shuvim, they become part of the mayin. Omnam, yesh hevdil bein han, mekoy moshe bochem hoy hamayin. Bimikva, betchil lebein, mekoy moshe shachadosha shahamayim, shahamayim parts alem ayidei ribuy hamayim hashuvim. Ah. So he's saying over here is the only reason why there's an overflow, the only reason why there's an overflow, there's a flood, is because you've added mei geshamim. You've added, as I said, mayim shuvim. There was a mayon, and you opened the fire hydrant. And the fire hydrant is now pouring into the mayon, that's what's causing it to overflow. So mamela, the longest is going to be over here, is that, whatever, that the new location that overflows, we have to assume, at least in lomdis, that's a direct consequence of the mayim shuvim. That new channel that overflowed only because he opened up the fire hydrant is going to get the din of Mayim Shuvim. Mela, it's only going to be tar when it's Ashbarin. But the original channel that was there before you start, even though it's very possible that the fire hydrant water is now going down that channel, it doesn't matter. That water remains Mayim water in every halacha. So Nachmo, Kishinos and Rev Mayim Shuvim al Mayim Mayim and Dishabu Mayim Shuvim al Mayim Mayim Vigam Hayim Betarim. On the Mishael Bein Makamos Shebachem Hayim Mayim Betchilu Bein Makamos Shachadash Shemayim Mayim Parts of Al Aide Yim Mayim Shashuvim. Shemakayim Shebachem Hayim Mayim Betchilu Dis and Dispalu Hamayim Hashuvim al Mayim Mayim. Legamri in the original location is bottle. V'dinim sham kima hayon l'chol davar u'metarim b'zoichalim u'metarim b'chol shu aval b'mekoymoy sachadoshim chol v'mayim einam zoichalim sham machmasa mayim atzma el machmasa v'mayim hashuv shenis vasfu ein lo mayim sham koyach l'tar b'zoichalim el b'yashbarin al n'madayim hem etarim b'chol shuhu. Why? Mufram Chiburam Shalomayim Shuvuvim Leyamayin. Al Pi Rambam Perish Mishnah Shuv Mokar Peri Peri Shalav. Al Pi Rambam Das Rambam the Dorim Mem Aleph Chul. Fine. Lashna Mishnah Mayin Shuv Moshe Kanadol Riba Olav Umemshichoy Harehu Kmoshe Haya. Chloimar. Be Oysan Mekoymois Shaya Zoichel Betchila. The original word flowed before Nishai Dini Kmoshe Kmoko Shaya Shemetab Zoichlin. But the leniency of Bekol Shu does apply. Let's say only a small amount of water. Hayu hamayim hamitardim zoichlem gam bebekam sachadoshim. Shalim parts of mayim bebneishem mira mayim hashuvim betelim gam bebekam mayim v'nefs v'adava community commission mishme mayim parts of melumakum chadosh machmas asam v'harehi mitardim is gam zoichlem. A naya chiddush that the only time this whole halach applies only when you pour a roiv, a majority, an abundance. But if you pour a small amount of mayim hashuvim, and even though the small amount is the straw that broke the camel's back and caused it to be Yafutsu Mainos Achutsa, nevertheless, the Yafutsu Mainos Achutsa still has a din of Zoichalin, and Kol Shu. So it's very important, this halacha, because the next time someone gives you a bracha, Yafutsu Mainos Achutsa, you have to say to them, listen here, don't do me any favors. I only want the bracha if the part that's going to burst forth has a din of a Mayan. I'm not looking that the parts that's Yafutsu Mayinoscha should be the Mayim Shuvim and should be only Kosher Bashboiren and not Bezoichalin. Don't do many Tavis. I rather just have my regular Zoichalin B'chol Shu. The Bracha of Yafutsu Mayinoscha Hachut is only good if you're going to pour into me a shtickle Mayim Shuvim. Because then either you pour into me more Mei Mayon, and that will cause them Yafutsu Mayinos Hachutza, or you pour into me just a shtickle of Mayim Shuvim, which will cause there to be a breach and to overflow. But if you're going to pour into me like a fire hydrant of Mayim Shuvim, Meichel the Tovos, because then the new channel that's going to break forth is not going to have the same status. It's only going to be Ashbiren. You hear? You got to be careful when you give brachas. When you give brachas, you got to be very careful.
I will pass that on to all my Breslov and all my Lubavitcher friends. I know, practice, I mean, when you measure Rove, how do you measure Rove against the Mayan?
I don't know.
A Mayan is always bringing forth water. How do you measure Rove?
He's not showing us all the laws of how you measure the Rove. For that, we need to go to Reb Chaim Kanievsky to tell us what is how you make the calculation of Rove in this case.
But it's a chiddush over here that when it's miut ma'im shuvim, that somehow you can distinguish the water that's in the Adbar and the one that was the futsim main of chutzah, that water has two dinim.
When it's a rife.
Right, correct.
Obviously, that's going to need to be explained. We're not done yet here. That's going to need to be explained as we go through over here, the lamas over here. So back to the Mishnah. So mayim shuhu mashuch kanadol. It's much now riba olaf, which you mar the mayim shuvim vim shichoy, and it continues down its original path. The water that continues down the original path is saying hariyu kimoy shahaya. But let's say hariyu oimed v'riba olaf vim shichoy. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah is oimed. Here it says the word oimed.
Let's do the Rav.
Shumashuk kenadol. Shemeimav zoich lemuchem esharbek b'sheret zeh shemar be'virag shemar be'chlem karen loy belaz. Centerpedi. Ribolov, mayim, shuvim. A lot of water. Ad shenim shuchu v'nitzkadu ha'mukaymo shemeimav zoich lemsham. Harik moshoya ha'mukaymo salolu b'tanim zoich lemuchol shu kemoshoya b'tchila. The original path, nothing changes on the original path. And as he told us, he gave us in the picture that we have now really the part of the new path, that's not going to be explained and taught until the end of the mission. That we have to wait patiently until we see the end of the mission where that point is going to be brought out. Is going to be nisgale, the oira of that halacha that will be brought at the end of the Mishnah. Let's say the mine was standing. Okay, the water was not the new case. And it was not flowing. And now moves. Shav, this is a new case where the water is stagnant and you need the mayim shuvim to make the water move. So then, shaveh. Lamayon. Hamakaimais halalu shamayim nizlochim bohem shav lamayon. That's one shot. Perish acher. We both love him. Shichoy hirchem v'abrichos shohayi moishches mayim min amayin. Ahu megidilan harayu kmo shohaya. The makam shohayu meimav zechlem koyd koydim shuriba leim mechuivam. Shamitar bezechlem v'aimin at stodim aimitar el biashboyren. That's the second shot. Avol im lohayu meimav zechalin. Yeah. Ela oimdim. They're in one location. Ela oimdim. Riba lav hashirche v'makam amidasim. Memshichem sha'asa makam amidasim zeichlin. Shav l'mikvah l'tabi ashbarin. Ve'ein m'tabi zeichlin. M'miachad di'ikag makam hamayin in zeichlin. All right. Let's see the pictures. Get a better idea over here. Picture number 89. Yeah?
Yeah.
Picture 89. Hayu I made. V'riba olav v'mshicha yishav l'mikvah l'tar b'yashbaren u'lamayin l'hatl boi kol u'hatl boi kol shum. 89, mei hamayon nikvim v'omdim b'mokim echad. You have a mayon. The water is coming out of the mountain. And the water collects into a basin, into a pit. Okay, the water is not flowing. There's no flowing. Fine.
So there's no sense of it. It's only ashbaren.
Only ashbaren. That's the Messias. Now, then you come along and riba al mea mayin, roiv mayim shuvim. So now you're flooding the pit. See, this is like the previous case. The previous case, it was flowing. And now you just added more water. Here, the water is not flowing. By you adding water on the left side of 89, you're causing the pit to overflow. Riba al mea mayin, roiv mea shuvim. B'mokam shibo amdu hamayim betchila, harei elu metadim. Gam keis af al pishenas b'mokaim ze lezoichalim. So what he's saying over here is a tremendous chiddush, is that if you have this pit and you start adding, you turn on now the fire hydrant, and it's filling it up with a lot of water. So now the pit is moving because it's being flooded. So he says a chiddush over here on the bottom. The arum b'makam shaboy amdu hamayim b'tchila harei elu mitadim gam ke'ez afapin shenasu b'makam zel lezaychalim. Because it's connected to the Mayan. Since the Mayan is still flowing into it, there's a chibur, there's a hashaka to the Mayan. So even though the water in the pit is now being flooded by Mayim she'uvim, hashaka to a Mayim, you see that? That's what you see all the time. You see that, you saw it. That hashaka to a Mayim, well, not necessarily.
It's not hashaka. It's not, I
don't know. It's flowing.
You don't know how it got in. It's just a dump.
Well, there's water that's flowing out of the mountain, and there's been more water added through a tap of water, Mayim Shuvim. And the water in the pit now is moving because the water is flooding. It's flooded. So it's moving. So the water in the pit is no longer stationary water. It's not Zeichelin anymore. It's not Asperin anymore. It's Zeichelin. So, and most of the water, what's causing it to flood, is Mayim Shuvim. So you may argue that it's no good. Because since it's Mayim Shuvim, so you're going to need at least it should be Ashbaran. But it's not Ashbaran, it's Zeichelin. Tarot says, doesn't matter, since it's water coming out of the mountain, that Zechila is enough to make the water in the pit to have a din of Zechila, it's going to be good. Let's see more. Left side on top. Ali de Riba Hamayim Paritsu Hamayim, Vizachlu Lamakam Acher, Vinikavu Sham Gam Sham Le Ashbaran. On the bottom of the middle, Mokam Zeichelin Hachodash Eina Mayim Mitan Bezechlu, the new place where it's Zechila. The water is not metar bezeichalin, and certainly in a mayim metar el rak b'makom shabo nikavu le'ashbaren b'makom zera elu metar b'chol shu. You don't need to have a shear. You don't need to have over here a shear of a mem saw, because it all goes back to the mayim. So chazara is saying tremendous chesh in this case.
I find it amazing that you can make the
yeah, it is. So let's see the bottom. Maybe we'll explain a little bit. Lumbus. B'mekoymar sachadoshim shalema zaklu hamayim. The new locations upon which the water is flowing, al yidei ashirib aleim roiv hamayim shuvim, din hamayim, the water of the din of the water, din of the water, is kedin hamikva, the din of the mayim is din hamikva, she'enim mitadim kishayim zaychum. It's not going to be mitar when it's flowing. Din hamayim, din of the mayim, is kedin hamikva nachmal she'enim mitadim kishayim zaychalim. Uchol din hamayim, but it does have din of the mayim she'bemokim she'boy nikavu he mitadim b'chol shehu. B'tam hadavar re'a tzir hakoydem. The one, no, the reason, see the previous picture, which we saw before, fine. Mashmoy sarav b'sharak b'mokayim sachadoshim shalem b'zochel hamayim edu b'tadim b'zochelim. Avol. B'mokam sh'b'amdu hamayim b'tchila. The place where the water stood originally. Af al pi shahayu sham. Af al pi shahayu sham oimdim. Where the water was originally, even though there was originally oimdim. V'yachshav nasu l'zochelim. Adayim heim b'tadim b'sham b'zochelim. B'kem peir sharan shita sarambam sh'ilukar perusha shalarav. All right, that's what he's saying. The original pit, I guess, I don't know why. That's where the water does not explain the lumps. Why the difference? Let's go vayita perish of Mishnah kach. Now we're going to review the perish of Mishnah according to interpretation. And he says over here, Mayon, we have a fountain. Shumashal kadol, ribelav v'mshichoy harayu kimoshachoyim mokam shaboy zarmu hamayim mitzchila. Okay, in the old locations where it used to pass, and originally everything remains the same. Even though you've poured into it mayim shuvim, the loy b'mukam esachadashim. Haya I made, but now haya I made v'riba alav v'imshichay. What does that mean? B'mukam shabo haya mitchila dinay kemayim. That means that in this case, the case going where you're starting out with the water is not in motion. The water of the mayim goes into a pit, and the water is stationary, and now you cause it to flood. So then the law is. The new locations have a din of a mikvah, but the original pit still has a din of a mayim with regard to zoychalim. So the second line again is hoy oimed b'riba olav v'mshichoy b'makom shebo hoy mitchila dina kemayin u'memukom esachadoshim. In the new places yesh bochem din mikveh ve'edem mitadim zoychalim ve'yesh bochem din mayim Shemitadim de metaher bekol shahu, a small amount. In the new locations. Umemela bemela gashagam kishoya moshuk kinadol. When it's moshuk kinadol, bemukoyim sachadosh in the new places, dinoy in the new places, dinoy kemo kain shemitar bekol shahu, ve'ena metar zaychalin. Why did the mission divide the mission to the babas? Mayan shu mashal kenadol, mayan shay oymed, and the mayan that's oymed. Madua loykasra mishnas kol hadin be mayan shu mashal kenadol. Shebemakayim hayashan shebo hayu hamayim betchila dinan kemayin navbi shariba alei mayim shuvim. Or when we come to sachadosh, shem dinim kemikve sheinim etanim bezaychalim vedinim kemayin shem etanim bekol shu. So why did is it necessary to break up the halacha into two parts? Because anyway, we're combining. Anyway, you bring together, you get the whole halacha. The ulai, maybe. Yishmila no hamishn revusa. The mishnah is teaching us a great chiddush. Trafilu even kashohayo oimed v'nuzchalu hamayim mokem amidasim rak al yidei riba hamayim ashuvim afilu even zem mokem shabohayo hamayim metchila dinam kemayon. That's the answer to the question. That's exactly why the mission needed to break up the mission in two parts in order to teach you the halacha that when it's oimed, and now you fill it up with mayim shuvim, and you cause what's oimed to be zoichel. That original location is still kosher midin mayon, even though it's in motion. Even though what's going to happen later on is not going to be kosher unless it's going to be oimed, ashbayren. But in the original location where it pours in, we need the mission to break it up in this fashion to tell you that original location is going to be kosher.
There is very little that you can do really to possible mayim. I mean, you can't. I mean, a mayim, as long as it's flowing mayim chayim, then you're always in good shape. Even if it's diverted, like you said earlier. It's not a problem.
Goes to show that a mikvah is not like a doctor. Doctors can take healthy people and then kill them one shot. A mayim chayim, like you just said, if it's a mayim chayim, there's nothing you can do to kill it. Go to a doctor, give him a person who's alive, go to Fauci, guy that's alive, just kill him. Give him a mask, give him psychological damage, put him up, lock him up in the room. You can kill him.
No.
Alright, let's see over here what it says now that the parish Shachar 90, the other parish, the second part of the Raf. The second parish, it says over here, let's see over here, Aleph, this is the second parish in the Mishnah. Alv is a mayon shu moshuk kenadol mayon shamayim hayotze mimenu heim zoichalim.
This Peshach is going on the first part of the Mishnah, right?
No, the second part of the Mishnah. Let's see. It's the second part of the Mishnah. That's why it's a different picture. The Rav gave two perushim for the second part of the Mishnah.
No, but Nadal is not. Nadal is only the first part of the Mishnah. Nadal is not the second part of the Mishnah. If you look over here, Mayim Moshe.
Oh, let's see the picture. Then we'll go back. We'll see inside. I'll explain. Let's see. Let's see the picture. He's explaining the mission. We'll see. Let's see the picture first. Aleph. Mayim Shu Moshe Kenadol Mayim Shu Mayim Yotze Bimenu Heim Zoichlem. Fine. Base. Ribo Lavim Shichu Chofa Bekarka V'Hoylich Oy Asamayim Lebrech G'day She Yiskansu Bebrecha Mayim Rubim. Okay. So here's the first big difference. You're right. You say that it's a whole Tim Shandu, the entire mission, beginning to end. There's a whole new Weltanschauung, a new worldview of this Mishnah. And the way you cause the Mayim to go into the Brecha is not by eating Mayim Sh'uvim. It's you got a shovel. So you got a shovel and you dug a channel. You dug an irrigation canal. Chofar Bekarka, here's the difference. That's how you did it. When you tell someone to give you a Brecha, Yefutsu Maynois HaChutza, what does that mean? Turn on the fire hydrant? What means get a shovel? You get a shovel to go dig a channel. Go dig a channel in order that the water should. Yifutza, I give you bracha. I give you bracha. Yifutza, burn us a chutza. You should go and get a
shovel.
You go to the hardware store, get a shovel, and dig more. You should be zoicha to dig, do a lot of digging, in order to channel. You're very limited in resources. You only have a certain amount of mayim, but you should dig so you can spread yourself out thin. Or is the bracha Hashem should give you a ribuy of mayim, and the mayim on its own will find its way to its destination, to give water to all of those. It'll make its own canal. The first Bahalach in the Mishnah is a much greater bracha. There's a ribuy of mayim, and the mayim can take care of itself. The mayim will itself find its way into the pits and the holes and the cavities that it needs to find. In the second parish, it's a much lesser bracha. You're telling a person you should work much harder in order to spread yourself out thinner, to take the little bit that you have and spread yourself out so you can evaporate much quicker. Rate of evaporation will be accelerated when you spread out the water over a larger area. That way you will expire from this world and leave over nothing much sooner than otherwise you would. So it's not really a bracha, it's a curse. Yafutsu, ma'ilayza achutsa. Get the shovel and start digging your grave. And make sure you spread all whatever you got. Spread out thin so it can evaporate, so no one should remember you. By the time already it's already 2 days, there won't be a minion for you for Kaddish. And they'll say, forget it, no more minion over here. Everyone go home, don't come back. This guy doesn't deserve it anyway. Weiter. Kachi darka shaloylam. Lama atadoye gal oylam sheino shaloy. Weiter.
All right, so what are you doing over
here? Gimel. Now we go to Gimel. Gimel. How are you? Kamo shahaya. B'mukay mashal. B'chem zolcha amayim betchila. How are you? Kamo matam kamayim kamo shahaya betchila. B'mutarim bezeichlim b'cholshu. Dalit. B'mukay mesachadoshim einim matam bezeichlim. Ooh, the shovel. The shovel guy is not really accomplishing very much. Hey, b'mukay mesachadoshim matar be'ashparim kamo mikva. U'matar b'cholshu kamo mayim. Okay, the only difference, Soph, in this second parish is that the way you expanded the nadol is via a shovel, not via mayim shuvim. It's the only difference.
Avoid that
yad, not mayim shuvim. Now the left side. Now come to part B, the second part of the mission, according to this new interpretation. That's the same thing. It's not showing you all the parts of the Mishnah base. Riba lavim shichoy kafar. So riba lavim, according to over here, according to the second shot, is you start off to say like really 89 on the right side. They're not showing you that picture, but now you go and you dig to move along. Riba lav chabakakav holach zamayim lebrecha kadesh shekansu bebrecha mayim rubim gimel. Hamayim shabrecha zu hayu mitchila imdim v'yachshav nasoch v'hayol v'chein v'hayol v'chein. Oh, he's saying different. In this interpretation, he's saying the maskan is very different. He's saying, according to this mahalach, this gimel is a tremendous chiddush. Hamayim shabrecha zu hayol mitchila imdim v'yachshav nasu lezoichalin v'hayol v'chein einam mitaharim. The result, according to this mahalach of learning Pshat in the Mishnah, of digging and not eating water, is the water in the pit, in the first brecha number one, even if you go and you dig, you go and you make a channel to allow it to flow to the next brecha, you ruin it. You're ruining it, because since the way you've expanded its reach is through digging, now it's not going to become tar anymore, revert to becoming tar through zechila. In the first mahalach of this Mishnah, it will be tar because you're adding mayim shuvim. You're causing it to move to the brecha number two via by adding mayim shuvim. So then we say, it's okay, it's going to be now tar even though it's zechalin. But according to this mahalach, if you're going to expand its scope, its reach, not by adding mayim shuvim, but by digging, then mayim shuvim, then the Lord's going to be that what's in that pit is going to be only b'ashbayren, not zechila. Okay, dalid, it's shemenes chiddush, dalid, shavu lemikvah letahar b'ashbayren ulemayin lehatlo b'kol shehu, kilaymar, ein metanim ela rak v'mayim sheniskansu b'brecha v'nas ashbayren, but metanim mayim elu b'kol shehu v'kidin amayin. Okay, that's it. We've conquered the case. Now, what's the hesber on the bottom? Yesoi the shita zoi. What is the foundation? What is the essence? The essence of this daya. She'ein mayim etar bezechlem ele mashu zoichel b'dei shemayim. Ah, you're getting over here into Inyani Kabbalah. Lag bo'imer is coming up. We're getting over here into Inyani Ruchni. Soidois of the velts. Of the zoichel b'dei shemayim. Aval kishachoyfer.
Kabbalah ha'aretz deya. Shemayim layam.
Yeah, they think Olam thinks they know everything today. You're going to go to one of those celebrations? It's mamish the egel hazav. A fire. Everyone dance around the fire. Eil Elohecha Yisrael. Eil. Point. Everyone should don't forget the point. Eil Elohecha Yisrael. Eil Elohecha Yisrael. Dos is the Eil Elohecha Yisrael. Don't forget when you go to the bonfire to point. And Zog. Does anyone have Alei Shur? Say Alei Shur. Alei Shur. Where's the plate? Pesel Micha. Eil Elohecha Yisrael. What are you dancing around the fire for? Make smoke? What's all the smoke and pollution and the fire department and people get so annoyed? What's it all about? Be normal. Is this what Hashem wants from you? Hashem wants this from you?
I still have a hangover from Reb Shaila's Yahrzeitis. I don't know
how to make. Is this what Hashem wants from you? Mo Hashem elokecha dorish meimach. Kiyim, to make a big bonfire and Lag BaOmer and smell up the whole flapush. For who and for what? What is a barbecue? What is this over here? Bar yoichoi nimshachto ashrecha sheminza hasayin mechaveirech. What? What are you blowing? What kind of baloney is this? Come on, come on. This is Judaism. This is Hinduism. What's next? What's next on the agenda? What's next? They didn't have this when we were kids. This. What's coming up next? Yishai ben Amosha, making a special day for him? They have a song for him. I saw a guy singing the song, his eyes were closed. And telling you, he had more kavana singing that song than I ever saw someone on the Eli Yom Kippurim singing Yishai ben Amosha. What do you know about Yishai ben Amosha? What do you know about this person? Why are you closing your eyes? Such Yishai ben. Who ever heard of him? What do you know about him? What is this? What this is ridiculous. Yesoid sheet is ushaid my metabolic el mashu zoich of the shmaim avok shechoifer sov ha mayim. When you dig around the mayim, the mayim zoich of shemal yidei mayis in a metal of shem zoich of mekol makim gishundasu a mayim lich boyer and harayu metanim bechol shum emeshu shem mayim mayim betivam. Oh. He's saying one word over here, which is coming over to explain your kasha, your hezbah. Your kasha was, why is kol shu going to be good enough? So he says over here, hezbah, shei mei mayim b'tivam. It's natural. That's really what this is. V'gam mispallam in amayim ois, v'gam mispallam in amayim ois, z'chila, shechidash bohem ayidei maisav. It's nispatel, v'gam mispallam in amayim ois, z'chila, Shechidish, it's not zoichel anymore because it came to rest. Ulechein kishkishemei amayin zoichelin, ba'oisa mekayma shezochelu mitchilin nisha amayin kishahoya. Noch einmal. Ulechein.
The second shot is that riba aleihem, you're not even adding in mayim shuvah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. You're just digging.
Yeah. It's so, just like a kid with a little...
Right, you're digging. So when you're digging,
nephews play with the truck in the backyard in your home. You ask them if they know the difference between the two opinions of the Mishnah across a gimel.
I go by the Mikol Malkam Gishnes for Maim Lashbarin. The second line, Mikol Malkam Gishnes for Maim Lashbarin. Harei Lamitanim Bechol Shu Meneshu Meshei Maim May Maim B'Tivam. Fine. So the waters come to rest. So now it's Ashpoiren. It's back to Ashpoiren. It's good. Ulechein kishemei hamayin zoichalin ba'oisa mekamer shezochlu mitchila nisha mayin kishaya. In the original location, it's going to be good. Af al pisha mayin mu'uravim lemekamer shadoshim kishebohem mayim zoichlu mayidei ma'isav. In the original location, it's going to be good. That was the original case. That's the first part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah That's the first part of the Mishnah. Wherever the Mayim was meant to go, was going originally, is always going to have the same exact din. But in the second part of the Mishnah, Shohaya HaMayim Oymed V'Nasa Zoichel only Al Yidei Maisav Nifslu Me HaMayim B'Mokim Shebo Hoyim Oymedim Kevin Shem Zoichelim Al Yidei Maisav Yuh Maisim U'Mikol Mokim Metanim B'Yashbar But it's still going to be Kosh B'Yashbar V'Chol Shuhu Kedin Mayim Like a Mayim Kol Shuhu Kedin Mayim. Okay, then the next paragraph over here writes Kosef Harash She'en Lefarish No'she'en Mikishari B'Mayim Meshuv Ma'al Gabi HaMayim. Now the Rash over here is saying, do not learn the Mishnah where you eat Mayim Shul Gabi Mayim, but Bnei Sheba Oifin Zeh, Roiv Mayim Shuvim Mevat Lemes. Second shot. Can't be. It has to be. The Rash has to be saying the second shot. The Rash obviously is going the second shot, right? So what's the lumnus? What's the lumnus of second shot over here? Cost of a Rash. Shein the five Shuvim Shein Gesheriba Mayim Shuvim Al Gabi Mayim Bnei Sheba Oifin Zeh Roiv Mayim Shuvim. All right, let's chaz the mission now with the Ikim Mefarshim, then we'll do the Rav. The Rav will be the icing on the... Wait. Let's look at the Tabla. Tabla. Let's look at the Tabla right over here. Perik Hei Mishnah Gimel Lefi Perish Shach V'Rav V'Shei V'Rav V'Rosh. This is going to be Lefi Perish Aleph. The Tabla is only with Perish Beis. He doesn't want to show Perish Beis. No, he doesn't want to give us a Tabla. But Tabla, Mayin HaNimshach Kinadol. V'Ribo Olav Mayim Meshuvim. So the first case is the Mayon is flowing naturally, and you added more water by Mayim Shuvim. And now, Vimshichu Yoiser, so it's continuing on its original path. The first part of the Mishnah is where you add Mayim Shuvim, and it continues down its old path. You've really done nothing more. What have you done? You've just added more water. Everything was the same. If you didn't come and do anything, it would have been the same. Okay, it's like many people in their life. You ask your question, if a person were not existed in this world, the world would be the same. Nothing would have difference. You've just added more. You know, you have not made a qualitative difference in this world. You just, added some more water. You flushed the toilet more times. You added more tsoya into the pipes. You bought some more crackers because it's one more person in the world. So Mountain Fruit, they sold another box of crackers. You flushed the toilet another couple of times. But have you made a qualitative difference? Did you change the color of the water? Did you change the products in Mountain Fruit? No. So that's why it doesn't matter how much you add, you have not made a qualitative difference. Mamela, the halach is the din of a mayan, nothing changes. But the next part of the Mishnah is where the person has made a qualitative difference in this world. He went to a mayan and he opened up a fire hydrant and he caused that mayan now to flood and chisel out its own path. It made its own path. Competition. He made a shul across the street. He made a shul across the street, he made competition. That we accept. The only reason why it's going is because of Mayim Shuvim. The mail of that defect, the Mayim Shuvim, will carry its way through into the new channel. Fine, that is good. That's the tabla. Excellent. Now.
This is on the
ratio
of the
Mishnah. No, that's the ratio and the Sefer. That's the ratio and the Sefer. That's the Sefer. The ratio. Okay, let's go look at the Mishnah. Look with the Mishnah. Look at the words. Mayon shu moshuch kenadol. The ratio is a mayon shu moshuch kenadol. It's flowing in many directions. And ribo lavim shichoi. And you add more water. And the water just continues to flow more. Now, you've not made any new channels. Okay, the way it seems over here, you have a mayan, and the mayan has many, many channels. Let's take, even the picture only shows you, forget about the picture. You have a mayan that's flowing down, and it has an arteries. Arteries, it channels off into many different directions. All of those arteries are all part of the mayan. You can be toivel in any single one of them. Zaychalin kolshu. It's good. Now, what do? You go and you turn on the faucet, and you pour into the mayan an enormous amount of water, which causes the water level, to rise by 2 inches. Until now it was 10 inches, now it's going to be a 12 inch, or more, maybe even more. Maybe until now it was 2 inches, now it's going to be 12 inches, the roiv, the majority. But here's the question, here's the $6 million question. Did any new channels break forth because of you turning on the fire hydrant? No. It's the same old set of piping. The arteries, the channels that existed yesterday, exist today. The only difference is they're more full today. Yesterday they were half full, and today they're more full. Why? Because you artificially added more water into the system. You have a natural mayon, system, which has arteries, and the water is flowing beautifully. This particular day, or this particular year, the water is not to the highest level. It's shallow. So you just open up the main water pipe, the mayim shuv, and you just flood it. And what does that do? It just causes the water level to rise. But the water level has not risen to the point where it's not capable of handling the flow of water. It's able to handle it very well. But let's say you add so much water where there is a breakout, a breakaway minion, a new channel begins to form because it's just too much. The piping system can't handle it. Oh, a new channel has broken forth. The satellite images reveal that there's been a new channel that has been formed because of the abundance. Then that new channel only will get astringency, and it will only be metaher if it's ashboiren, not if it's zoichalin. That's how we learn. That's the first time Mishnah. Mayon shu mashal gimadol. It's an arteries. Ribe, you add more water. According to the first interpretation, it means you turn on the fire hydrant. Mayim shuvim, v'im shichai, and the waters continue to flow in their original arteries. No problem. Hareyu kamosha haya. It's business as usual. If yesterday zoichlin was good, today zoichlin is good. If yesterday kolshu was good, today kolshu is good. Oh, but the roiv of the water is mayim shuvim. Who cares? A mayon is a mayon. So new, you added into the water mayim shuvim, so good for you. It doesn't make any difference. But let's say you have a mayon, and the mayon deposits into a pit. And the mayon, there are no arteries. There's no channels running down the land, running down the Rhineland. There are no channels running down, running around the Nile, running down the bank of Egypt. No. The Gulf, there's no channels. It's just a pit, a groisa bar. And the water, let's say it was Chaya Oymed, and then what did you do? Turn on the fire hydrant. And then they flooded that bar. And now all of a sudden, water is breaking forth and it's forming its new channels. Oh, now they are tzvei dinim. All of the channels have tzvei dinim. Mitzad echad is din of a mayon. That kol shu is going to be good. But mitzad sheni has din of a mikveh. That only ashboiren, not. Then it's going to be shoveh lemikveh letarbi ashboiren. It'll have the dinim of a mikvah. You need ashbam because since you turned on the fire hydrant, and therefore it's mayim shuvim. But l'mayon l'hanaboy b'kol shu. Thus is the erish pshat in the Mishnah. Now, one thing the Mishnah is not addressing, and that is, what about the pit itself? Does the pit itself, when it's now ashbarin, can you be toivel in the pit itself? So according to everyone over here, yes. Just because you turned on the fire hydrant in the pit itself, it doesn't matter. The pit itself is going to be good, even b'zoichelin. The limitation of shoveh l'mikveh ulamayin first begins outside the pit, not in the pit itself. In the pit itself, for whatever reason, we're saying is going to have a din of zoichelin. That ends parish number one. Now we learn the Mishnah Nachma, Perish number two. Perish number two is, we start the Mishnah over.
But in the pit, it's still Mitabra Kosher.
Yes, for sure.
It's for sure. Kosher,
but Zoichlin is also going to be good. Kosher is for sure. Ma doch, it's Mitabra Kosher outside the pit. Kosher inside the pit is Mitabra Kosher. Right? Ma doch.
No. When it's in the pit, it's only Mitabra.
No, not in the first parish. We went through it many times. In the first parish, in the pit itself, it's Matar Afila Bezoichalin. That's where we went to.
Look at
Oizvav. Which one? Oizvav, which picture?
88.
No, Oizvav is not showing. That's the first part. Oizvav in 88 is the first part of the Mishnah where we're not addressed. That's not Oimed. That's the case of the Nadal.
I thought the first part of the, that's the race of the Mishnah.
No, the case of the first part is 89 on the big picture on the right side.
That's Oimed Veriba.
Yeah.
So you've coined that. Okay.
Now let's chaz the Mishnah according to the second parish. Maya and Shumashal Kanadol. You have Maya and Shumashal Kanadol. Everything is Gvaldik. Everything is fine and good. You have a war that's sort of like a centipede. And then all of a sudden one day you decide, Rebo love him, Shichu. You want to be Marbet. It doesn't do like you turn on the fire hydrant. You're not doing anything. You're not needing more water. You're chiseling out, you're etching out, you're digging out more canals. You're spreading out the water thin. You're making more channels for the water to go. Oh. So what is halacha? V'mshicha harehu k'mo shahaya. Now here it gets tricky. Harehu k'mo shahaya, according to this interpretation, it means the original channels are k'mo shahaya. We need clarification over here. Look at over here, picture number 90. Picture number 90, let's get tricky over here. Harehu k'mo shahaya, b'mekoy moshe bochem zochalu hamayim mitchila. You see, in this interpretation, you have to be very selective in the translation. You don't need to do this in the first interpretation. The first interpretation, you didn't need to get involved. All right, I guess it's the same thing. K'mo shahaya means the original locations. In the original locations, fine. The original locations, k'mo shahaya, b'mekoy moshe bochem zochalu hamayim mitchila, harehu k'mitanim k'mayim k'mo shahaya mitchila, k'mitanim b'dam. But there's no chiddush. Well, of course, why not? You see, in the first parish of the Mishnah, there was a chiddush. Because you may be mistakenly believe that since now the majority of the water is Mayim She'uvim, in the original channel, it should no longer be kosher. In the first parish, what do you do? You have a network of arteries. And they're only they're very shallow. And now you turn on the fire hydrant and you fill it up. It's a chiddush. That even in the original, those same channels, nothing changes. It's Zoichlin Ma'ah. But in the second interpretation, that's not a chiddush. I have a whole set of arteries, and there's water flowing. I didn't do anything. The water that's flowing in the arteries is not my, is good water, geschmack of water. It's Mayan water. Of course, it's mine. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that in the new channels that I make, they're no good. Okay, so say it. Those channels are no good. But the original channel, there's no chiddush in telling me the original channels, the water is good. Why not? Just because I diverted some of the water away from them, so good. So the water that I diverted is a problem. But the original water, what's the problem with the original water? Why should I have a having? The original water is no good. That bothers me. According to second interpretation, you say, Ma'am Shemash Ganadl, V'ribo love. V'ribo means you dug more channels, V'im Shichoy, and you allowed water to go into those channels. Harry Kamo Shahaya. What Shahaya? The original channels. Big deal. Haya Oymed V'ribo. Now let's say case number two is where it's Oymed V'ribo. Let's say now you're Oymed. Oymed means that the water is flowing into one pit, Veriba, and now you take the water and you dig out. Now the water from that one pit is going to be channeled to multiple pits, multiple locations. Vimshichoy. Oh, so the new sources, the new locations, and even the chiddush is now in this and second, even the original pit, is going to be shovel mikvah latar bashbay, written lamaya and lahat bilbay mikol shahu. In this, in everything that goes, everything now, once you damage the original pit by digging, by extending it, you damage, and then the original pit is no longer going to be ashboiren. then you're not allowed to be tefillin in the original pit anymore, because the original pit is moving. Once the water is moving out of the original pit, it's no longer ashpirin. The only place to be able to be tefillin is where it's ashpirin, where it's going to be at the very end, the end of the line. At the end of the line where all the water deposits, that will be the only place where you can be tefillin, because there will be ashpirin. So let's see the Ikka Mefarshim. Ikka Adam Mefarshim, Mishnah Mefarshim, Mishnah Gimel. Ikka Mefarshim, Mishnah Gimel, Hakdama. Hakdama is Hakdama, Mishnah Seinu, we're done by Mayim Shuvim, Allah, Mayim Shuvim, Mayim Shichoy. Allah, Mayim Shuvim, Mayim Shichoy. Fine. So the Gong over here was Mayim Shuvim. The Ikka Mefarshim is telling us over here the case going where it's Mayim Shuvim, like only the first shot. Harav Kasav Shneim, Perushim, Mishnah Seinu, Perushim, Mishnah Seinu, Perushim, Rambam, Sharosh, Vechein, Eskimu, Kolam Mefarshim. Perish Hashenu, perish Harash. Right, that's what he said in the little letters. That's what he said in the little letters on the end page. He said the Rash of disagrees with the Rambam. That perish. Marshal Kenadol Shoyin Nimshach Chaydim Shriba Lav Shuvim V'Haynu Lehepuch Misefa Shohi Shohaisa Mitchila Oymed Gaidei Sheshafach L'Soicha Shuvim Nimshach Kenadol. So the original is it's naturally Kenadol. The end of the mission is when you went and you was Oymed and you went and you made into a Nadol. Hoy Oymed. Ein lahak shoyz hey khav shoy kein khare mein mafshir mein tomen ve ich lo yispash du big say big tsas say hala shish harbe agamim she yesh lochem mayon is be karki isoy vi avopi lo yispash la hala mi mi gidoysav de mokam shvo sham heim shavim lechas. So this in the Katzvers is saying, what are you talking about? How is it possible? How is it a bottomless pit? That's what he's saying over here. That's the answer. How is it possible for a mayon to continuously deposit water and the pit where the water goes doesn't flood? How is it possible? How is it possible to go take a bottle of water, you take a bottle and you turn on the faucet and you fill up the bottle and the bottle never fills up? You can infinite. So Teretz is, Das is the Eibush's Bria. And he quotes the Pasuk and he says basically the water goes back to its source. He's saying over here is Pasuk in Divrei Koheles ben David Melech b'Yerushalayim Havel Havolim Amar Koheles Havel Havolim Akol Havel Ma Yisrael Le'adam B'cholam Lo Shiamot Achas HaShomesh Dar Halech V'Dabo V'Yaretz Le'olam Amodes V'Zerach HaShomesh V'Vo HaShomesh V'Yel Mikamoy Shoyev Zoriachu Sham. Right here. That's Pshan. Now you know Pshan the Pasuk. Next time you lay in Koheles, you stop when you say that Pasuk. I would stop if I were you, and I would get up on top of the bima. Mamish on top of the maybe I take off my shoes first, not because I'll say my boy said, you know what I just read? I just read to you the Pshat in the Mishnah in Masechta Mikvos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel. And anyone who does not know what I'm talking about, get out of the shul.
And they're gonna yell at me and say, call Devarmi gay.
Don't you think that's an appropriate way? You lay in the Megillas Kohelas, when you get the apostate, give a clap, Dos the Pshat! Das is given the Pshad and Misachta Mikvois Perik Hey Mishnah Gimel. Now you understand how could it be such a zach? Don't you people understand? This has been bothering my whole life. How could there be such a thing called a Mayon Hoya Oymeid? How could it be an Oymeid? And Variba Allah Vimshich, how could it be an Oymeid? Teretz says is that the water, it goes underground back to its source. Heim shavim loloches. I think it's loloches, loleches, or loloches. It's the seif pasuk. I think the seif pasuk is loloches, loloches. There's a komatz, nisht, a segol. Stingy, nisht, segula. Anyone who says ma'ashev luchamor that goshem is a stingy person. Why do you want to say goshem, a komatz, the koimates? Geshem, a segol, the yisimli segula, an abundance. Only the kalta litvaks, only they like to say a komatz. Eichocho chal v'roisi bara'o. The kalta litvaks, pcha, shakol, The shakal, like pshah, the coals. You try to warm them up, it gets ruined. Weiter. Ah.
I said that one over a long time ago. I don't think it was b'shem amar, but I said it.
It's not my part. This is not my chidushim. This came from. This is a gilui from Shemayim. This is not mine. Someone else said this part. Okay, weiter. You know who told it to me the first time? Garden House. You know Mrs. Garden House?
Yeah.
Her husband. Her husband is the total opposite of her. It's almost hilarious. Her husband is the biggest joker you ever saw. She's very straight. She's very serious. She's like very exact. And he's like the biggest joker you ever in your life saw. Only God makes shidduchim.
Yosef has a good sense of humor.
Yosef is not well. Not in my opinion. Yosef is not in good shape. My heart breaks every time I see him. What a tragedy. Big tragedy. Big tragedy. He's a shell of what he used to be. Amish, a shell. His mind is not clear at all.
Did he ever learn in Chaim Berlin or no? Was that one of his places?
I don't know. I don't know. He's not what he used to be. He was a brilliant, brilliant person. Now, he gets confused a lot. You talk to him, he's confused. I don't know. It's not just Tom or whatever. You know, he gets by. It's not what it used to be. It's very sad. Terrible. I remember the day that it happened. Shvi Shal Pesach.
Yes, Shvi.
Shvi Shal Pesach. You know who went to the hospital? You know who went to the hospital? She was Garn House. She's the one who went. She went. She took. She's the one who ran the shot. Called the shots. She called the shots, because she's the only one. She knew it. She
was there with the mother. See,
the wife.
Fagi's not.
She's not. No, it's not for her. Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Baruch Hu Boirei Pri Ha'etz.
Amen.
Now she got, unfortunately, now she became more of a macha, his wife, because everything falls on her now. So she became more, but then she couldn't deal with this. It was Garden House. She ran the shot. She ran the show. Hagdama, what a tragedy, unbelievable. Hagdama, Ike Mefarshim, Mishasenu Dona, Bemayan Sharibola, Mim Shuvim, Mishafim, 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 done with the Mefarsh. Now we go to the Rav. Now we come back to Machzir HaTorah Yishna. The Gili of the Rav. The Gili of the Rav. Al Tikre Rav Ela the Chov. The Chov. Rav Soloveitchik.
That's not how your father said it.
My father? He didn't make these type of jokes. I once said to my father, not long before that, I said JB. And he froze, and he says to me, I haven't heard someone call him JB in 30 years. He brought back memories that in the early years, when he was, you know, he was ashamed of her, they would call him JB.
Yeah, sure. That's how the Adamai Yeshiva is called.
They called him JB. So my father, I said JB. So my father, like, he's frozen his tracks. And he said to me, he says, like basically in 30 years, he hasn't heard that term in 30 years, JB. Rakefet goes berserk. He always says, curses out Anyone who calls him JB is a mechutzef? Yeah, and as if he's not a mechutzef. He's a bigger mechutz than everyone put together. Much bigger mechutzef. But he went on a crusade. Anyone that calls him JB is a mechutzef. Not respectful to call him by his initials. He's the Rav. Harav Soloveitchik. You don't call him by his initials. Yeah. Only you, he once says, if the Sadnerov was here, I would give him a frask. Yeah. But don't call JB. To say if the Sadnerov was here, I would give him a frask across his face. My mother heard him say that. My mother, Mama, she shook like a lulav when he heard Rakefet talk like that. Rakefet is the biggest hypocrite that Orthodox Jewry has seen in the 20th and 21st century. The biggest hypocrite. He's a genius. He should live long and be well. I love him. I learned an enormous amount from him. He caused me a lot of damage. He caused me permanent damage. He took away from me my respect of Gedolei Yisrael to a degree. He damaged my awe of Gedolei Yisrael. He did. Gedolei Yisrael are supposed to be viewed as Kemalachi Elokim.
Right.
He takes them and drags them in the mud.
So who says you have to listen to him? You listen to other people.
I don't have to listen to him. I don't have to listen to him. It was my choice. It was my choice to listen to him for hours and hours and hours and hours. And by doing so, it rubbed off on me. By doing so, it damaged his power. He's a very powerful person, Rakefet. He has a tremendous gift of hasbara, of insight, and working on your mind to get himself in there to tell you his dais. And I can honestly tell you that he damaged, in my mind, my awe and my natural respect for Gedolei Yisrael. They're just a bunch of sailors, that's all they are. Just a bunch of drunken sailors, that's all they are in his eyes. Everyone has defects. Everyone has chesroinos. And the chesroinos mean they're just garbage like all of us. Except for Rakefet. He's the exception. And his children. And let's not forget, Malka. Malka. At olis al kulana. Malka's wife. His wife. There's not one shiur he ever gave his whole life where he didn't talk about himself half the time. Curse b'shemu Malchus art scroll. Talk about the greatness of his wife Malka, and the greatest of them all are his children. Everything else he squeezed into 20 minutes.
Yeah, he's a very interesting son-in-law, you know? Rabbi Chaim Eisen?
No.
Rabbi Chaim Eisen is very interesting. I think he's a Baal Machshava. I think he taught in a hotel. He made Aliyah. And now his shtick is to teach Goyim.
Zion Mitzvahs?
About Sheva Mitzvahs. And he also has shiurim online that he's given to these people about major Jewish stuff in the Tzatz HaDibra, stuff in the Kuzani, stuff in, I don't know. Else.
Don't get me wrong, Rakefet is an amazing person. He really,
I don't know. I've never met him. I heard him exactly. Probably less than a half an hour of my entire life. Less than a half an hour because I didn't know the first to listen. And I can't say anything good or bad or otherwise. So I don't know. But I know that someone who has made an opinion about talking about other people and saying that he's the only one who can, you know, talk about the Rav is probably not that accurate. I'm sure that.
He once admitted that he met the Rav. The Rav didn't even know who he was. But yet he's the Rav's biggest Talmud that ever was. How do you reconcile that?
Yeah, I mean, like it's still like you have people now who write on.
You don't know Rakefet? You never listen to Rakefet for hours? You're really missing out on life. Me call me Shle Omar Akefe Dore Shle Shoma Darshan Miyamov. You gotta listen to him. Listen to him for a couple of hours. He will sink into your head like none other. And you ask yourself why. Then you walk around scratching your head. What is it about this person? What is it about him?
I don't know.
He has a koyach.
He has tremendous
koyach. I wouldn't say that. He's a good person. In fact, he's a very good person. One of the best things that he did for Klal Yisrael, he's the strongest prosecutor of open orthodoxy. There is no one that is more vocal and more critical of open orthodoxy than Rabbi Dr. Aaron Rakefet. He ripped them to shreds every way he can. He calls it like it is. No rachmanis. He whips them to shreds like the biggest garbage in the world. Kol hakavod. That's the only thing that's good at. Everything else.
All right. Don't like everybody.
He's a very great person. I mean, listen, I could darshan about him. I tell you about him. I find him to be a very fascinating person. I find him to be an extremely complicated person. Extremely. Yeah, no, he lives. He teaches in. He made Aliyah 50 years ago. It's another one of his pet peeves. He basically curses everyone who doesn't make Aliyah. He says everyone is a total phony baloney. He's very vocal. He's very nasty. He has a very big tightness on Goldwich. Right? You ever go to Goldwich Shirim in Young Israel? Rabbi Goldwich? What's his first name?
I forgot
his name, right? What's his name? I forgot his first name, right? I forgot.
Meir
Goldwich. I used to go to a shir. You know when I stopped going? Yeah, he comes into shir. He comes in Young Israel. He comes in there. It's mostly women Israelis. It turned into a woman's shir. It turned into some men come. Comes in, goes up to the bima, up to the amud. Comes up to the stage. And then he undresses. He takes off his jacket. And like it's very strange how he takes off his jacket, gets up there to the amud, all the women, and comes up. He starts getting undressed. What are you wearing a bathing suit? Yeah, sugar. What are you getting undressed here, Shul? Then he gives a shir, and he reads psukim. I knew I'm out of here. When he said, he reads psukim and he stops and he wants the oilim to finish off the psukim. So when he got to oseh shalom, then all the ladies, the yentas, bimromav. I said, I'm not coming back to this shit. I'm out of here. This guy is very smart, brilliant. He has very nice, very original. Creative drush, machshava, he's way better than I'll ever be, but this guy is not for me. Okay, so he basically, Rakefe loves to target him. He's a tremendous Talmud Chacham, he's a Rosh Shiva. What's Rakefe, keep your mouth shut. He says he made Yirida for the money and for the COVID of America and YU. Scholar in residence. He was only supposed to come to America for 1 year, be a scholar in residence. And he came to America and he loves America. He loves the money. So he stopped coming. Why do you mind your own business? You know different. You come here to America every year also to speak and to sell books and to make a lot of money. Rakavati, he only sees things one way. He doesn't see things two ways. He's brilliant, though. He's brilliant. He has insight into people like no one else. And he has a lot of... He knows how to romanticize. He lives... He romanticizes events. He makes out of events, I think, a lot more than they ever were. You see how he describes when the Lubavitcher became the Rebbe, when he became the Rebbe. Sicha, the first Sicha. Bossi Ligani, Achoisikala. Bossi Ligani, he describes all the Hasidim. He describes, you cannot imagine how he describes that moment. I guarantee you, if you go back in time and you were there, it was nothing the way he describes it. Nothing. Zero. But he builds up this, whoo, he wasn't there either. He wasn't there. What are you going and making up stories? Well, Babish, they love him. They recommend everyone should listen to his shiurim on the Rebbe. You know why? Because it's all fantasy, what he says there. But he's good. I learned from him. He's Moidi V'Rabi. He calls the Rabbi Yashal Veitchuk. Moidi V'Rabi. I call him Moidi V'Rabi. But the truth is, he did a lot of damage to me. He has an unhealthy look at the world. Who am I to say? It's my worthless opinion. Vaita. Mayon in the mission, Mayon see the Rav. Rav here says, Mayon, Shmosha Kanadal, Shemim of Zechlim, and Mekom Sabev, Kasher, Zer, Shemabir, Regolim, and Mekom Loi Belas, Center PD. Riba, Allah, Mayim, Shuvim, Atshin, Nimshkov, Nisgadu, and Mekom Shemim of Zechlim, Allah, Sham. He ate Mayim, Shuvim. Atshin, Nimshkov, Nisgadu, and Mekom Shemim of Zechlim, Sham. Harry Kamo Shahoya. Hamakoima is Shalolim, Metarim, Bezechalim, Uvikol Shum. Case two. Haya amain oimed. Oimed. V'lo haya meim av nizachem. V'riba sha'ala olav mayim shuvim. V'rizkad l'mayin ad shemeim av nizachem v'eluch v'eluch. Machem asa mayim shuvim. Oh, then we're going to say shovel mayon. Had the new mekoy mois. Halalu shemayim nizach nizom. Shavel mayin amishem mitanim b'chol shchein. V'shavel mele mikvashem mitanim zechel mele b'ashverin. Perish Acher, now he's in the Chaz of the Mishnah Nachamol, the Perish Acher, Riba Lavim Shichai. Oh, what does it mean? It means, Hir Chiv Habrechois, Shoy Moishchois Mayim Minamayon, Ahu Vigdilon. Hareu Kemo Shahoya, Demokam Shoy Mem Mosechim, Kodim Shiba Lame, Mirchim Shamit Hazam. Ah, I have now clarity. I have a new understanding now. What it says here, chivon, what it means is the original arteries, you widen them. Yeah. It doesn't mean you made new ones. Right. Just like in the first parish, it means you turn on the fire hydrant and you raise the water level from 2 inches to 10 inches. In the second parish, it means you have the same arteries. You didn't make any new channels, any new canals. You took the same old channels and canals, you just deepened them. I deepened them. Oh, that's a chiddush. So you may say, since now the water has gone deeper into the earth, so now we should say that it's not a Mayan anymore. It's not fully natural. It's not a full natural Mayan. No, it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is the water is flowing naturally just because you deepened it. But let's say you make minat stodim. If you make new channels, new channels that did not exist until now. Oh, that ein metar ela biashbarin avaloi aval im lo hoyu name of zoichalin eloimdim. But let's say the water was not. You know, he's explaining. Aval im lo hoyu. No, let's start again. Nachmal the perish acher. Riba lavim shichai nachmal. Riba lavim shichai hirchiv habrechais shahayu moshchais mayim mina mayim mahu vigdilo, you make it wider. Harukumo shahaya. The makim shayu mayim of zechlim kodim shribalim hirchivam shamitar bezechlin. Umanat stadim ein mitaher. Oh, he's eating over here something new. Umanat stadim ein mitaher ela biashboiren. So he's saying, like picture number 90. Picture number 90, Umanat Stadim, Ein Mitadim Ela Biashboiren. I guess that means the new ones. If you dig new ones, in other words, the water was always flowing. It wasn't, so if the old ones that you widened, Gvaldik, same thing. But new ones that you've added, it's gonna be no good. I don't know why he needs to add that in. I don't know, because that's the only way you can derive that from the Sefer. Aval Im lo hayu mim of zoich, and it was just filling up into a pit. It was coming to an end. It's not natural. Elo imdim v'riba lo av shehirchev makam amidasan v'imshichem sh'asem makam amidasan zoichlem shavel makam l'mikvu l'tab v'hashparin v'ein mitaher b'zoichlin v'yachadikim makam amayon einam zoichlin. All right, good?
Yeah, let me start from Avol. Right, so if you're at the second case of Hayang, right? Riva love Shahir Makam Midasan, Shihan Chasam Makam Yatsu the Hadam, Shavu the Makra, the Tabashvan, the Mitab Zaychalin, Makam and Zaychalin.
Okay. All right, I gotta go. Yeshukayach? Okay, tomorrow Mishnah Dalet. Okay. Zay Gizun. Yes, thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you very, very much.